Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There are prophecy teachers that are part of the postmodern prophetic paradigm, which are now into science fiction eschatology. That's the headline. David James is standing by and will join me in just a moment with further details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You sent me an article in which the author has some fairly scathing remarks about these sensationalist prophecy teachers.
Uses harsher language than even you and I use sometimes to denounce these kinds of things. He says this, that Nephilim's giants and fallen angels teaching science fiction for the Bible, and he goes on to say such unbiblical accounts of Genesis attack the very foundation of Christianity. It's good to remind the saints from time to time about the threat of science fiction eschatology. Some dismiss the fantasies woven by such men as Tom Horn, Chris Putnam, Chuck Missler, L.A. Marzulli, Doug Hamp, and others of the modern American prophecy industry as being so absurd that they are not worthy of comment. But then he goes on to say the fact is they are selling a lot of DVDs and somebody is buying this stuff. They are having an influence, and rather than people looking for the return of Jesus, they're looking for an invasion by Nephilim or animal, alien, or human hybrids, fallen angels, UFOs, ETs. In fact, these guys even claim that the Antichrist is going to be a Nephilim angel-human hybrid, and there's no biblical warrant for that whatsoever.
Don't these science fiction eschatology teachers try to defend themselves by saying that they just want to warn and prepare people for the coming deception as described there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
They try to use that defense, but I would say this. The Word of God is our only sure guide, and we must accept it as it is. When we go beyond that into science fiction speculation, we go into medieval Catholicism to draw support for prophecies. When you go to the mythologies of pagan peoples from the world and start elevating those to the authority of Scripture, you're going to the same problem that brought about the fall in Genesis chapter 3, where the Word of God is challenged, the Word of God is departed from, that by mishandling the Word of God, rather than preparing people for the deception, I think there's a real possibility that they actually are perhaps unwittingly becoming part of the deception itself.
Great insight from David James on the new phenomenon, science fiction eschatology. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, the Apostle Peter said that we have a more sure word of prophecy. That's 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. He had been an eyewitness to prophecy being fulfilled, but he said we have a more sure word of prophecy, which is the Bible, the prophetic word of God. Remember, Jesus also said that in the last days, false prophets, Matthew 24, and false teachers, 2 Peter chapter 2, that these false prophets and false teachers would come on the scene to divert the body of Christ from the reality of the return of Jesus Christ. My statement to you is, keep looking up, my friends. This is all evidence that the rapture is about to happen. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...